imports from China continue to draw scrutiny. Seafood importers in the U.S. are scrambling to comply with new testing requirements. The FDA ordered the increased inspection of farm-raised shrimp and catfish and three other types of seafood from China. Spot checks had found the presence of antibiotics and other impurities. Now the import companies are lining up to get their shipments checked. But as NPR's Martin Kosty reports from Seattle, that is no simple task.
It's important to understand that the FDA has not banned Chinese seafood, but it is requiring that five varieties be tested, all shipments of them. Usually the FDA spot checks about 2% of these imports. Now it's supposed to be 100%, and that could present something of a challenge.
There's several hundred containers heading towards U.S. ports right now.
John Sacton is an industry consultant. He runs a newsletter called Seafood.com. He says consumers don't really appreciate how much seafood we import from China.
In the last few years, a huge portion of the U.S. seafood industry has moved over to China. You even take salmon from Alaska and ship it to China for processing into fillets and ship it back to the U.S.
It's a long supply line from fish farms and processing plants in China across the Pacific to the American frozen foods aisle. This sudden new requirement for across-the-board lab tests might throw a wrench in the works. Paul Morris is a vice president for Great American Seafood Imports in L.A.
The laboratories all across the country will be flooded with samples. They'll be pressurized to get the results out early as possible. There'll be a logistic nightmare.
The FDA leaves it to the importers to arrange and pay for the tests. Certified private labs handle the work, and that often means a wait. Even in normal times, it can take 4 to 6 weeks to get the results back. That means importers have to find a place to keep their seafood in cold storage. Randy Peterson is VP for Burdex, which imports frozen shrimp from China.
If all these containers have to go to a warehouse and wait for inspections, it could add anywhere from 2 to roughly 5% to the cost of goods just in storage and interest.
Peterson says many of the bigger importers, such as his own company, saw these problems coming. They've already been doing a lot of testing on their own, and so the new FDA rule won't add much of a burden or a delay. But importers who haven't been testing could be looking at delays of up to 6 weeks, and disruptions like that might affect prices. Peterson says middlemen are already trying to bid up the price of shrimp, but he doesn't think the effect will be too dramatic.
As a general rule, it really should not affect the consumer price more than, say, 10-15% maybe.
And what happens if an importer doesn't want to wait for the lab tests, or worse, if his shipment fails the tests? According to the FDA, he's free to ship it somewhere else. What happens to the seafood after it leaves the country, the agency says, is not the concern of the U.S. Martin Kosty, NPR News, Seattle.